It is because of the situation that is prevailing at the moment. Things are bad. I think the government has to chip in and put some measures to stop what is happening right now. Because as it is, some people are really now embarking on doing all these other dirty things like looting and all sort of things. And these things are appearing in these social media, and people are sharing that. Maybe this might also encourage other people in other areas to do the same. So it is important that the government comes in at the right time now to try and put some measures to stop this looting that is going on and these other disturbances that are going on at the moment.
But indications are that the internet is part of democracy, and in any democracy there is need for social media to actually work in certain ways. It appears now as if President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government is sort of like very repressive. So that's what people are saying. Don't you think they are right in that respect?
People are not right. People are not correct on that one. I'd want to really say the government is the one that provided this internet that we're talking about. It is the government that provides for its people. And it is the government that now has decided to do something about it temporarily to try and control the situation that is prevailing at the moment. And if things go like this, unchecked like this, I think it is going to give us some problems. That is why the government is now chipping in to do something. But it is the same government that provided this internet that you're talking about in the first place, Keith. And it is their democratic right. It is people's democratic right, really, to enjoy whatever they are enjoying in sharing whatever information on any media platform.
And then people are saying maybe the government of former President Robert Mugabe was much better because it never shut down the internet. People are talking, Mr. Kaule. What can you say about that?
No. I disagree with those people who are saying Mugabe's government was better than Emmerson Mnangagwa's government. But remember, Gibbs, it is the same government that gave us bond barrier checks and this bond note that you are crying foul about. And at the same time, it is the government of it is the same government of Mugabe that created all these problems that we find ourselves in at the moment. So I don't think it's correct. But it is the same government that really, and right now as we speak, the government is really embarking on reviving the economy. And now, and at the same time, It's a pity that people have decided to go basic and destroy property and loot other people's property. It's really a pity, and this is really going to derail some of these things, the program that the government is rolling out.
But it seems as if the government of Mr. Mugabe never shut down the internet.
I think it did. I remember very well this other time, Gift. Some people. It was during Mugabe. It's time when some people were crying foul that the internet had interfered with and other things like that. It was during some of these disturbances that were there, especially it was the demonstrations that were carried out by the opposition MDC during that time. I still remember. And really, you remember how Mugabe used to deal with the people who were, especially the opposition and these people who took to the street to demonstrate. You remember? But this time things have changed and people are enjoying that democracy, and which is enshrined in our constitution. And this is being provided by Emmerson Mnangagwa's government.
And how long is this blackout going to last, Mr. Kaule?
I hope it's a temporal measure. Maybe it's going to end tomorrow. I hope so. Because as it is, this thing was going to, according to those who planned it, it was going to last for 3 days, which is today and when up to Wednesday. I have a feeling that the government is going to do something within a short space of time.